This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Sat Mag with D and Macca.
Thanks, D. Our next guest is David Micallef, co-chair of Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing all right. Good morning, Macca, and good morning, D.
Morning,
it's
Dave.
Been 2 days of the festival already.
It has.
It's been nice to get back into the cinemas, which was our first night in the cinema, in the actual cinemas last night.
It's got to be pretty bloody good after, you know, what you've gone through in the last 12 months, and the festival, you know, hasn't been easy for the festival, hasn't been easy for any of us, but you're back, aren't you? So
I was ready, David, to live out my whole life in the back of a station wagon at a drive-in theatre, though.
Oh, there's a line there.
Yeah.
the drive-in has been amazing.
Awesome.
It's been a good way to get back into the cinema and keep socially distanced. But I do have to say, it is nice being back in a cinema with queer people. And I think it's just, I find it's kind of those little things in cinemas, especially when you're watching a queer film and it's a queer crowd, where you all get the in-jokes that come, and you all kind of, and you kind of feel that in the crowd that you don't get in a drive-in because you are kind of separated from everyone else.
Oh, I disagree. I mean, I love it that you're in the cinema, but I went to see one of the films that you did as a fundraiser at the drive-in, and the amount of lesbians tooting horns and flashing lights, and I thought, well, there you go. And also, nothing like looking at lesbians and seeing what car they drive just to make decisions.
Was there a predominant mark and model?
There was, and it's the one that I drive. And
okay.
And you know the real lesbians because they back it in and then open the hatch.
They're talking about... about their Subarus.
I don't say that.
So, David, it's great that the festival is back, and you know, I know it's been difficult and challenging for the festival to survive. You know, it relies on, you know, people coming to watch films, and it relies on the supply of films. Are we going to have a bit of a lag, David, in terms of the supply of films because of COVID around the world? Is that going to restrict, you know, the films that are available for a festival such as yourself? Is that going to happen or is it going okay?
We initially thought that when COVID kind of hit everything and closed us down and closed a lot of productions down, we initially thought that we might have a struggle in terms of this festival that we've got right now, but it's actually proved to be otherwise. The selection of films and Spiro, our program director, says this is probably one of the best sets of films that he's had in a number of years, because people have found you're getting films that were in post-production during COVID-19, so they could actually keep going and keep producing. And you're also starting to find that a lot of filmmakers have found really creative ways to deal with lockdowns and social distancing rules, and using technology to really tell their story, but tell it in a different way and stay safe. So we're still seeing that production happen. And the other thing that's also happened, which has been great for the industry, is because people are watching a lot more content, and there isn't as much. A lot of the bigger productions have had to shut down, but a lot of the smaller the smaller films, the smaller, the lower budget TV shows have been getting a lot more airtime, because there's a space for that, and there are networks and distributors actually looking for content.
Well, there's no doubt we're match fit in terms of sitting on a couch and looking at stuff. But David, on that, how has the sort of rise of streaming services, and certainly in terms of their LGBTQIA plus content, which is quite rich, you know, on the three streaming services that I have, you could sort of watch new LGBT content for hours and hours. How is that impacting the selection process at Festival?
So in terms of the selection process, it does mean that we are kind of constantly competing with other services, because generally what tends to happen is a lot of these films go to festivals to get their name out there, and will then use that to fuel deals with streaming services or theatrical releases. You know, there's some films that will never make it out of the festival circuit, but we're just finding things move so quickly now that we're constantly and sometimes down to the last minute we're having to change some of the content, because you know they've just signed the deal with a major distributor, which means it's taken them out of the festival circuit, so we've had to swap something else in, and we're finding that is changing changing things a lot more. And streaming also presents, I think, some other issues because of the worldwide nature of some of the streaming services, and also in our own country, like for example, Queer Screen was streaming stuff during their festival that was available Australia wide. So there's potential for that to cut into our audiences down here as well.
Now that we're not shuffling film reels up and down the Hume like we did in the olden days to between festivals, is there any move towards a national queer film festival in Australia?
Look, there isn't at the moment. We do have a good relationship with Queer Scream currently, and one of the reasons I've only stepped into the co-president's chair as of November, and I was talking with Molly, my fellow co-president, and one of the things that is on our agenda is really to look at that relationship with Queer Screen and some of the other festivals, and really look at what are the things that we can do that it can either be on a national basis, things like awards, for example, is there a potential to do some film queer film awards that are on a national basis rather than us doing our separate ones, or even look at things where we can collaborate, like streaming, because a lot of times we are talking to the same distributors, we are talking and the same filmmakers, because we do share a lot of content between us.
I think just in terms of economies of scale, and also that everything the national or the world often premiere will go to the Queer Screen, whereas it should be a national screening. Just pop it on your agenda for next.
Exactly. And one of the things I've talked to quite a few of the PRs, because I'm also doing the publicity at the moment for the festival, because that is my day job is in PR and marketing. And one of the things that I've talked to a couple of distributors about is, our festivals are so close in terms of Queer Screen and MQFF that you can actually treat it and sell it as a national launch, because you can go on on national television with a film and say this is screening at Queer Screen in Sydney, and a week later in Melbourne, and you've covered the two major cities.
Look, I think it's really hard, David, to replace the theatre experience. I love the drive-in. I think that's been a that's and it's actually not that far from me.
I'll get you in the back of the old Subi.
Macca in a Forester. Wow. But I think it's great, that the festival is back, and cooperation between the festivals is really good. Your pick of what's coming up in the festival in the time remaining, David? What would you?
There's a few things on my list. The one film that I've been telling everyone to go and see, because I've actually had a chance to have a look at it before the festival started, is a New Zealand film called Rurungi, and it's a really amazing film about a trans male actor as a lead, and it's a story about him returning to his country hometown in New Zealand to really, and he's returning back after transitioning, and kind of dealing with telling his father and kind of coming back into the community. Really amazingly done film. We also have a Q&A with the lead actor on Wednesday. That's being run by Thorn Harbour Health. Really amazing film. I've been telling everyone to go and watch that. It's screening on Tuesday and next Saturday and Sunday.
Rurungi.
Rurungi.
Mm. Great. Well, David, thank you for your work with Queer Film Festival, and because it's really important to keep this. I want to thank you for that, and wish you luck with the best of the festival, and let's make 2022 even bigger.
Exactly, and before I go, I will say that we are actually putting on another festival at the end of this year, which will be bigger than the one that we have currently.
Oh,
another film festival.
Yes, so we are using COVID as a as an excuse to move our main festival to we're yet to announce the dates, but it will probably be late October, early November, around that time.
That means you'll get all the new releases ahead of Sydney. I love it.
Yes.
Now I'm back on board with this just being a Melbourne festival.
There you go. Well, you heard it.
We will always have something in March, but yes, it does. It will let us get a lot of the new releases coming out of the Northern Hemisphere festival circuit.
I'm in no position to do this, but I am sitting next to the president of Joy. I reckon we have a little rooftop screening at the Pride Centre.
I reckon.
Yep.
I would love to do that. Mm. We are going to be neighbours again in the Pride Centre.
Yes.
Great. Done.
Sooner than we think.
Yes.
Although later than when we wanted. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We've been speaking with David Micallef, co-chair of Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.